Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
Targeted Next Generation Sequencing, or NGS, is a powerful genetics method that can identify mutations in several genes simultaneously. A Japanese study shows that it may help diagnose people with SMA-like symptoms who do not carry SMA-causative mutations. This low-cost, non-invasive, fast, and efficient approach might be useful for both research and clinical diagnosis of undiagnosed patients, and they usually have symptoms associated with damage in lower motor neurons. These are nerve cells that connect the spinal cord with skeletal muscles and regulate voluntary movement. The study was called Analysis of SMA-like Patients by Targeted Resequencing. It was published in the journal Brain and Development. Damage in lower motor neurons is associated with several diseases, including SMA. Different diseases that have clinical symptoms similar to those of lower motor neuron disorders may mimic the clinical manifestations of SMA. These include peripheral neuropathies, such as Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease. Over the years, simple and effective genetic tests have been developed to confirm the diagnosis of SMA and other such diseases. Conventional Sanger sequencing is useful to diagnose diseases associated with mutations in only one or a few genes. However, for patients with atypical symptoms, they possibly have several candidate genes or one large candidate gene, and NGS offers better options. NGS is a more advanced technique that enables the rapid identification of mutations in multiple genes, including larger ones, and it's all done simultaneously. Japanese researchers set out to evaluate the usefulness of targeted NGS in diagnosing people with SMA-like symptoms, but they did not carry SMA-causative mutations. The study involved 157 people with symptoms suggestive of SMA. The study took place at Tokyo Women's Medical University. Testing did confirm an SMA diagnosis in 86 of these people. Among the remaining 71 patients, the team conducted targeted NGS in 12 of them. They all had no symptoms of damage in upper motor neurons, and their diagnosis remained unknown. But the targeted NGS analyzed the presence of mutations in 4,813 genes that were linked to diseases associated with the patient's symptoms. Sanger sequencing was then used to confirm the identified candidate mutations. They then analyzed the patient's relatives to assess their inheritance pattern, and this confirmed the diagnosis of diseases other than SMA in three boys from two families. After exclusion of mutations found in genes not related to muscular diseases, two potentially disease-causative mutations in the TTN gene were both identified in twin brothers age 6. Plus, two new disease-causative mutations in the KIF1A gene were detected in the third boy, age 10. TTN protein is involved in muscle contraction, and TTN mutations are associated with several muscular diseases. Mutations in the KIF1A gene are associated with hereditary sensory neuropathy type 2C, spastic paraplegia 30, and mental retardation 9. The team concluded that the boys' clinical and genetic data suggested both twins had a mild type of congenital centronuclear myopathy. The third boy had hereditary sensory neuropathy type 2C. In conclusion, targeted NGS panels can be used to detect mutations in undiagnosed patients with lower motor neuron symptoms. It can be done quickly, efficiently, at a low cost, and in a minimally invasive manner. Further, clinicians can arrive at the causative gene mutation by examining the influence of each mutation of candidate genes, and they can finally make an accurate diagnosis. However, they did note that NGS is not as powerful as whole genome sequences or whole exome sequences, and these analyze a person's whole set of genes. While these broader methods are still very expensive, the researchers believe that with future cost reductions in equipment, entire gene analysis may be more widely used, and this will help obtain diagnostic clues for undiagnosed diseases in clinical genetic practice.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and blogger. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season. I spent the time between Christmas and New Year's stranded at my mom's house due to bad road conditions. Maybe it was karma for pulling a prank on her, but it was worth it. Right before Christmas, we started an adorable 500-piece puzzle at her house. We didn't quite complete it by the time I had to leave. I mentioned I'd be bummed if she finished it without me, as I'd be back in a few days anyway. Of course, I knew she couldn't resist putting the rest together, so I sneakily took a piece. Just as suspected, I got a text from her that night with a picture of the completed puzzle. Ironically, missing one piece. It took all I had not to fess up, but I kept my cool and just replied what bad luck we've had with puzzles. The one we completed just prior was also missing a couple pieces. When I returned to Mom's, the puzzle board was moved, so I couldn't put the missing piece back in myself. I enlisted the help of my niece to finish the puzzle. The trickiest part was getting Mom to notice. We even had her measure the board to see if another puzzle would fit, with no luck. Later that evening, I blatantly asked what piece was missing. It was hilarious as she was searching, perplexed. When I cracked up laughing, she figured it out. At first, she assumed we found the piece, but couldn't fathom where as she scoured the area looking for it. She pretended to be mad when I told her I took it, but I know she wasn't too upset because we completed two more puzzles while we were hunkered down for a couple days waiting for the road conditions to improve. What types of pranks have you pulled off? Did you do it on your own or did you enlist the help of others? I'd love to hear your stories. Tell us at smanewstoday.com/forums. Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.